There's a great organization and place in the state's largest city called Liberty House. And Liberty House is an everyday, every night place that helps veterans. It's very important. They do phenomenal work. And Jeff Nelson, the executive director, to update us on Liberty House and the effort and mission that continues to provide, I think, really transitional living in a very respectful, upbeat way for veterans going through a transition to kind of get back on their feet, back in the workforce, back into some full-time housing. Jeff Nelson, executive director of Liberty House, joins us with an update on Liberty House, GMI Studios. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jack. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm familiar with Liberty House. I know there have been some changes and I think positive stuff. I'm not as familiar today with a current update, so please update us on the mission at Liberty House. How's it going? What do you need? What are the challenges? What are the successes?
Sure. So Liberty House serves two groups of veterans. The first are our residents. Our residents are in recovery, so they're in a transitional program that takes about a year. And we really focus on their recovery, mental, physical wellness, and their essential documents. A lot of the vets that come to us from prison, the streets, some treatment programs, but they don't always have those things that will make them marketable. And a big part of our program is meaningful work. So once they get their recovery stable, once they accumulate all of those essential documents, like Social Security card, birth certificates, and get those connections in the Manchester area here for services, then we move on to meaningful work. And once they begin working full-time, what we do is take 50% of their net pay. A lot of our guys have some court involvement and fines that they need to take care of, motor vehicle licenses, reinstatements. So we're really careful about that, and they can use their money for that, certainly. But we take 50% of that net pay and we put it in a savings account for them so that when they leave, they have walking away money. And then the last is really transition to independence, and that's our ultimate goal, is to help them on their path to full independence. So that's our first group. Since 2004, we've had over 400 residents. And coming on board with Catholic Charities, we've been able to go from 9 beds to 18 beds. So we have up to 18 resident veterans at any given time. The second group are our community veterans. And right now, of course, it changed during the COVID years, but currently we're up to about 80 to 100 community vets each month that come to us for food, clothing, camping gear, linens, toiletries, bus passes, gas cards, and our case managers are here if they need some information and or referrals.
Jeff Nelson. So those, with Liberty House, is the demand and what you're seeing easing or about the same or getting worse? In other words, are more veterans needing the services and resources that Liberty House provides, or is it about a stable number? Is it getting, is the demand rising or low or slowing?
Hard, because we're in a microcosm, so we see what the vets that we see. But I can tell you that it would be a great job to work out of. But unfortunately, we are seeing an increase.
Yeah.
We have never been at full capacity during the summer months, and we have been at that plus a waiting list. So we've just not seen that kind of volume, I guess, for lack of a better way to say it. And last year, we had 100 applicants just for our residential program.
Yeah.
And we can only take 18 at a time. So the average stay is about a year. So there are a lot of vets that aren't able to get into our program.
Now, if I am a vet and someone looking to take advantage or to get into the program, where are you located? What's the easiest, best way for a veteran or a veteran caregiver or someone in a veteran's family to look more into the Liberty House to see, can they become part of the community? Can they become part of the program? What do you recommend from someone out there to kind of learn more about it and get involved?
Well, certainly we have a website, and it's the www.libertyhousenh.org, so they can certainly check us out on our website or Facebook pages. But we always say the best thing to do is come into Liberty House. We're at 221 Orange Street, which is on the corner of Maple and Orange in Manchester, and that's really the best way that you can get a feel. And we also love to have visitors come in and want to check out what we're doing. We're more than happy to give a tour and sit down and talk with with people. So that's the best way. Secondarily, you can always email us, and all our emails are on our website. Ashley is our intake person, and you can email her. We can get you an application. It's a very simple application. We don't take any state or federal money for our operational expenses, so our process is really streamlined because we don't have to jump through many hoops. It's really all about fit for a vet and whether they will fit in our community at any given time. So
right.
That's the easiest way. Come in or just give us an email. Shout out, and we'll be happy to get you an application in our handbook.
Jeff Nelson, Executive Director of Liberty House. Now, one final question, very important. You mentioned Catholic Charities. How can someone out there who wants to get involved as a volunteer donate some stuff, donate money? How, is that possible? And what do you need, and how can we help?
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, we don't take any state or federal money for our operational expenses. So it's all about our fundraising. And so for the most flexible is obviously money. Money donations are always the most flexible. But we can always use grocery store gift cards. We can always use gas cards, bus passes. Like I said, we give those to community vets. And then next, we have a food, clothing, toiletries, all those items I mentioned as far as our pantry, all of those are donated items. We are terribly blessed with great donors, and it's all supplied by our donors. So you can find those needs on our Facebook or website.
Jeff Nelson, update on Liberty House. Feel free to come back soon. Good Morning New Hampshire, GMI Studios, our network of news talk stations. Jeff, thank you for what you do.
Thank you very much.